Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
In the Allo Communications Studios, it is Good Morning NoCo on an 80s Tuesday this morning. Angel Padilla doing the production work for us. I am Tanner Schwint.
I am Brian Gary.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Joining us now up on the hotline, it is Chris Wood, editor and publisher with Biz West. Chris, good to have you back on the morning show.
Glad to be back with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Nice to meet you. I'm Brian. Glad to have you aboard, man.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it. Tommy indicated to me after he subbed for me last week that he's going to have some demands for the next time. I think green M&Ms or something to that effect.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't at all. We had fun with him, by the way, but now it's nice to meet the creator.
Father is another word you're looking for.
Have you ever been called creator of anything, Chris?
I don't know that I have. I kind of like that sound. I may put that on my business card.
Please do. Get one of those little things for your desk that has that as your job title. I love that.
Absolutely. I may have him start addressing me in that way as well.
That'd be pretty good. I like that, Chris. But I have to admit, I did not know that your son worked with you over there at Biz West. How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, he's doing a great job. He does a lot for us on some new developments that are occurring in the region, as well as many other projects. So, yeah, nice to have him with us.
All right, Chris. Well, let's dive into business here. There is a portion of Greeley, as Greeley continues to expand its downtown, and that does include over between 16th Street and between 7th and 10th Avenues. They've got a plan to revitalize that.
Yeah, it's kind of in the early stages, but the Greeley City Council last week had a work session on plans for really redevelopment of the 16th Street corridor. So this would be from 16th Street, from 10th Avenue, all the way to 7th Avenue. And they're looking at a wide variety of options there, including some work on some of the existing buildings and improving facades, existing business improvements, redevelopment of some vacant buildings. But there's a lot more to it. There'll be a lot of streetscape improvements, but they're also looking, and I had to even think about where this was, but there is a canal there, the number 3 Greeley Canal, and they're actually looking at improving that area and making it more of a feature, a water feature through that part of Greeley. So it's really kind of an interesting project. It's still in its early stages, as I said, but there will be some more discussion in June when the public works staff will present a capital improvement plan to the council at a June work session. But it's an area to keep an eye on. As you know, that whole area from downtown up to the university has really been enjoying a revitalization here in recent years with lots of new projects. And this would be kind of an extension on that. I know that the city wants to create more of that connection between the university and the downtown core. And this would be one way for them to do that.
Now, what this canal that you were talking about, that's what got my attention. Is it going to be for floating? I mean, what is it going to be? What is this? Is it just going to be for viewing? What is this canal all about?
You know, I think right now it's a little unclear, but they're looking to convert it into a feature that will be kind of a draw. There'll be some walking paths, some lighted walking paths on trees added on both sides of the canal, some more bridges and pedestrian movement. So I don't know that you would see any sort of a boat traffic feature there. I'm not sure it's big enough for that, but they'll work to beautify it and make it more of an amenity. You see that in many areas. We see that in Greeley, the Poudre River Trail. I think it would be something that would really be more pedestrian friendly and create more of an attractive feature for that corridor.
Well, it could be just the sounds of it. If it's developed right, sounds like it could be a real wonderful thing to have happen, because I just love to see some development in these areas. And the idea of tying the campus into all this growth down here is a great idea. Now, there's another section of Greeley, the former Bunnell campus. Do we got anything going on there as far as what's going to progress there next with that spot?
Yeah, in fact, this deal was first announced, I believe, just a few months ago, I think in January, where the Bunnell campus, Good Samaritan Society, announced that they would sell that campus, and it would be renovated into apartments. And that deal has now closed. A company out of Boulder, Warm Springs Realty Holdings, has purchased the Bunnell campus for $23.5 million. This just closed a couple of weeks ago. And they are going to convert it into a project called City Line Station, which will be for apartments. So that is another stretch of downtown, really. 8th Avenue, as you know, has undergone a boom here in recent years with the opening of the South Matty projects, the three buildings there. You've got the big 55-plus resort that's under construction now. We've seen conversion of buildings for projects such as Natural Grocers going in downtown. There are a lot of other projects going in downtown. And this investment, I think, just reflects a lot of that activity and investor confidence in the Greeley market and in that 8th Avenue corridor.
Now, that's exciting to see that people are still invested and see the growth happening here in Greeley. Chris, talk to me about Spider Active Sports.
Yeah, this is a company that was born in Boulder. It's now headquartered in Louisville. But it has had a long relationship, more than three decades, with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard, and providing the official apparel for U.S. Ski team in the Olympics. Well, after 30 years, they have lost that apparel sponsorship. U.S. Ski and Snowboard just announced that they are going with an Italian brand called Kappa. That will provide its apparel here going forward under this sponsorship agreement. So a lot of people may not be aware that Spider was born and is still here, but it's been a connection as you've seen the Olympic ski team over the past three decades. They've been wearing Spider activewear. So it's a big loss for Spider. We don't really know whether they haven't really commented as to whether it will have any effect on employment locally or anything of that nature. But it's a definite blow to the prestige of the company to lose this contract.
Well, and nothing says USA like having an Italian brand sportswear on during the Olympics. That makes no damn sense to me.
It is an interesting change, you bet.
Well, I know that Tanner and I had ordered from them a couple of luge suits, and he and I are going to be on the two-man luge team next Olympics, and it's
going
to be
for gold, baby.
We're going for gold.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe you could train. You know, there used to be a ski hill in Windsor, and there was talk at one time about bringing that back. So maybe you guys could help do that and do your training right close to home.
Hey, luge for NoCo.
There you go. Started. We're leading the charge.
Campaign. Hashtag that, baby.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Right. Maybe it could become part of the future legends complex.
There we go.
It's, now we're in. Now Chris, you got it, buddy.
All right, you're coming on the team, too. You're going to be our manager. You're going to be the creator of this.
Luge up, creator.
Yeah. There we go. There we go.
People don't want to see me in one of those.
Well,
you're probably right. Yeah. I haven't met you, but I already know I don't.
Chris, appreciate your time, my man. What do you got going on at BizWest right now?
We are just ramping up. We've got some major projects, and just a quick tease, we have a new website coming here in a couple of weeks. So that's where we're putting most of our effort right now.
All right, Chris, appreciate your time as always, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on. We'll talk with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
There's Chris Wood there. You know, I thought we were going with the Avalanche Luge. I didn't know that we were competing.
There's some things I need to break to you, Tanner.
Yeah.
I have a business plan.
Okay.
First.
I've got no money, so I'm in.
No, I'm just looking for shameless self-promotion.
Yeah.
And I think you and I, in a luge, on a luge. I don't know. Can we get in one?
I don't know.
I don't know
either. We're going to find that out. We're gonna do some digging on this.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be more comfortable if I took the lower of the luge.
That would be absolutely true.
Okay.
You know, Brian, tell us about one of the great sponsors that we have here on the program. There's so many great Northern Colorado businesses that we get a spotlight with Chris Wood on here, but there's so many that jump in and help make this happen every day.
Well, that's certainly true, Tanner, and thank you for that. A big thank you to OCR, who I'm modeling again today. I wear their clothes a lot, and I'm drinking out of their coffee mug. They're just great people. I've been so impressed with them every time I've had a chance to visit with one of their specialists, and just knowing how they have been serving this community and being a part of the community since 1969. It's not just a place you show up and get checked out. These people entrench themselves in the community and are continuing to do things to raise funds for different organizations in the community. And when it comes to local sports, prep sports, and so forth, these folks are on the scene and helping people out through those injuries as well. If you want to get moving like you used to, just schedule your appointment today. They even have same-day appointments. Go to orthohealth.com, orthohealth.com for Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. More with Good Morning NoCo coming your way next on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.